Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Good morning. Jen's
good
back.
Good morning.
Fridge, how are you?
Back. I'm doing great. How are you, Jen?
Doing wonderful. Good to be. It's so confusing. I don't know why I did the, I do know why I did the vacation the way that I did, like doing it over a weekend instead of just a regular old Monday through Friday, the whole Thursday, Friday, and then a couple. Well, because I have no idea what day it is.
You get two short work weeks, though, when you do it that way.
I know. It's nice, but I'm very confused.
It's Thursday, I think.
Now, today is Thursday.
But do you feel like it's Monday because you're coming to work
really
for the first
time?
I really
have no idea what day it is.
That's
it
the worst.
It just feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
how was Santa Fe?
Santa Fe was great. It is really pretty out there. The sky is just gorgeous. And the shopping is amazing.
Did you buy anything made of clay?
Now, the shopping you talk of, did you go to very specific Santa Fe shops, or are you talking about just going to Bath and Body Works?
Oh, no. Okay.
Bath and Body.
Well, I'm like just saying, all of restaurant wise, she loves the chain places.
Oh, God, no. We hit all the Santa Fe stuff because my friend has a home there.
So we went and stayed
at her home.
Like cool art and.
Oh, beautiful
kind of
art. I've never seen so many art galleries all in a row. It's insane.
What
and
did
then
you
just
buy?
Jewelry. Well, the jewelry was
there
just
like
off
crystal
the
jewelry.
Charts. No, like there are artisans there from all over the world. I bought some fabulous earrings from Laos. I got some things from the native Navajo. It's,
yeah, you did.
You,
what's
just
the,
gorgeous stuff.
The blue rock that's popular?
Turquoise.
Turquoise. Did you
get some turquoise?
Yes,
I got some turquoise for my mother. So yeah, but just beautiful stuff. And we barely even touched the surface of all the stores available, so I'm going to have to go back.
Was it hot?
It's huge.
Hot. No.
It's a dry heat, don't you know? It's the desert.
I know, but still, like, isn't it like 100 degrees out
it
there?
It wasn't. No, I don't think so. If it was, it sure didn't feel like it. No, I think it was in the 70s and 80s mostly.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Beautiful.
All right, well, we have a lot of questions about what you did in the desert. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. And you met with
Our psychic,
spiritual lady or whatever.
Yes, we had a day of initiation with our psychic.
We'll have some questions about that as well.
Okay.
E! News coming up next. We're talking Jeff Bezos. Is he measuring, is he competing with Richard Branson or not? Jonas Brothers challenged the Hemsworth Brothers to a fight. And Kate Beckinsale has never been on a date. We'll get to those stories next. But right now, it is traffic time. Q102, Cincinnati's hit music. It's the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. It is time for E! News. We're going to get to Kate Beckinsale. She's never been on a date before. And the Joe Bros challenging another famous set of brothers to a fight. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you about that in a minute. But first, what's going on with Jeff Bezos? Is he actually in a measuring contest with Richard
he
Branson?
He swears that he's not. But these two, I think probably. Did you guys talk about Jeff Bezos thanking everyone that's ever ordered anything on Amazon for making his little trip into space?
Yeah, you can go to space, but I'm still not getting my 2-day delivery, dude.
I think you probably financed some of the.
I think I probably paid for
rocket
his shoes,
booster
at least. So on CBS this morning, yesterday morning, Gayle King asked him outright if they're just two billionaires playing a game of quote whose is bigger. And
because it sure feels that way, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And I just am so not interested in any of it. It's like it was on the first guy was and I just like, ugh, I just completely didn't pay any attention to it at all. I have a real aversion to it for some reason.
I missed Richard Branson, and that is named the Virgin Galactic. Mm-hmm. I missed his, but Tim and I were actually kind of glued when Jeff Bezos, because it was very phallic, and it looked, I said to Tim, I bet the aliens are up there like, look, they sent us a big peen up to space. Like,
oh, they're
you know,
up there just laughing at us at our silliness. But he replied to Gayle, I don't know, is this audio you have?
I do not.
Okay. He said, Gayle, I promise you, it really isn't. It's not a competition. He also explained the actual point of it all. He said he's laying the groundwork for humanity to one day move all heavy industry and all polluting industry into space. And while it'll take many decades, Jeff said it will happen.
Well, look at it this way. Set aside the fact that it's space and so it's really not your interest, Jen. But like two companies competing usually will push...
You'll push
each other to do bigger and better and more awesome things.
Yeah.
Compared to just one company going, all right, I'm getting my check and we'll just kind of do what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but yes, I get it. The two of them on a personal level are as well.
There's just this huge disconnect from, it feels like, the rest of the world.
Now, what about this competition with these brothers?
Hey,
what
I don't
are the
know
Joe
if
Bros
this is
doing?
A smart move on the Joe Bros part or not. I wouldn't want to be messing with the Hemsworths. They're some pretty big, beefy dudes. So the celebrity fight on pay-per-view is going to be a massacre because it is going to be the Jonas Brothers against the Hemsworth. Well, that's not exactly true, but the Jonas Boys did jokingly challenge the Hemsworths on The Tonight Show the other night.
You guys have a memoir coming out, by the way, entitled Blood, obviously, because you're family.
No, actually, that's not the reason. We're going to take a note out of all the YouTubers that are having these boxing matches. We're going to have a big UFC match. It's going to be us versus the Hemsworth brothers. And
oh,
so
my
blood.
God. Oh, no. Don't do it.
It's going
don't
to, do yeah, it. It's going
please.
To be a...
Oh,
that, wait, the Hemsworths haven't emailed us back yet, but I think it's going to be big.
Yeah. Maybe there's a couple Hemsworths out there that we don't know of that you can maybe challenge or something.
A little bit closer to our height as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Hemsworths would definitely win.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Nick's a brawler.
Nick's pretty... I mean, he's pretty beefy.
But he's very small as well.
True.
So what all are they doing with the Olympics? Because I saw Nick doing a...
There was a special last night where they had some Olympic athletes show them and take them through the training that they went to as athletes.
Well, and they wrote the official song, right? And didn't they write the official song for... The USA NBC gymnastics, or they're singing it.
Some, you know how Katy Perry had the Olympic song like last go around.
Yeah,
it's the Joe Bros.
They have put one together, and it is. We do not have it. I asked the boss about it like a couple weeks ago when they made that announcement. She's like, "Nope, don't have it." So,
wow.
I don't know if that was her way of saying it's not good or what.
Yeah, have you heard it? No,
same.
How could it be bad? It's the Jonas Brothers.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they're debuting it or something.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. It's got to be out there. We'll look it up.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.